going to get the steal. Chance for a hat trick. Sergio Aguero. He's got it. That's a buzzer. Here's Alexis Sanchez. What a finish.
Andre Iguodala with one sneak on. There was 3 points. Put it in.
Mario Götze got a hat trick.
Irvin's 2-3. That's good. Carry Irvin from downtown.
He's putting out the buzzer. Buzzer. Oh, he blanks in the three.
Allen for three. Berry's in the horn.
Goal. Messi.
Superb goal from distance. Lewandowski showed exactly.
It's Alexis Sanchez. What a finish.
Golden State Warriors has just won 2015 NBA Championship.
10, 9,
8,
7,
6,
5, 4,
3,
2,
1,
go!
Hello everyone. Welcome to this week's Highlight Sports. I'm Claire. Now let me have a brief introduction of today's program. In World Sports News, Vivian and Olive are going to bring you some information about Champions League, Premier League and NBA. In Highlight Game, Billy and Jesse will review the farewell match and pay tribute to Black Mamba Kobe Bryant. After that, in Weekly for Z, Zagaras and Jade will focus on Champions League. You can never miss the match between Madrid and Man City. Coming to your man, Claire's introduction about scuba diving will absolutely provide you with the joy of summer. Come on and go diving! In the final part, the great, Yvette will introduce Mesut Özil, the German midfielder, to you. Now, let's kick off with World Sports News.
Good evening, my dear audience. You are listening to World Sports News. Welcome back. I'm Vivian.
Hello, everyone. Glad to see you again. I'm Olive.
Now, let's first have a brief look at what essential sports news happened this week.
The quarterfinals of the European Champions League put to an end. The four matchups all ended up with a 3-2 score, including Barcelona's loss to Atletico de Madrid.
For NBA, the regular season is historic, but now history and the playoffs has already drawn its curtain.
On April the 14th, Kobe Bryant closed his last game with 60 points, finally covering this long journey.
Leicester City got a breathtaking 2-2 draw with West Ham United at home and stepped closer to the title.
Now it's in detail.
In the middle of last week, the four second-round quarterfinals kicked off. In the most anticipated match, Barcelona surrendered a bitter 0-2 loss to Atletico de Madrid on road. Taking an away goal in Camp Nou, the home team had the face to make a turnaround before the crazy fans. And with this high moral, they donated 3 shots in the first 7 minutes and eventually Griezmann scored a marvelous goal in the 36th minute while Barcelona only notched 1 shot in the first half. In the second half, Barcelona controlled the ball as usual and had a few chances, but their opponent's best defense throughout Europe just lived up to its name. Conversely, Griezmann's second goal set Barca to the edge of the cliff. Although there are some disputes in this game, no doubt Atletico de Madrid deserved this victory. In other matches, Real Madrid 3-0 made a comeback to Wolfsburg. Bayern Munich got a 2-2 draw with Benfica, and Manchester City 1-0 Paris Saint-Germain. These former two teams also qualified for the semifinals. What's interesting is that all these four matchups ended with the 3-2 score, which is the first time in this event's history. In the semifinals, the Real Madrid would face Manchester City, and Atletico de Madrid would challenge Bayern Munich.
The 2015-2013 NBA regular season is over. The 73-9 Golden State Warriors is definitely the shiniest star, and the San Antonio Spurs also had their best regular season ever. These two teams are considered to be the most promising contenders of the title, while the Cavaliers in the East, led by LeBron James, still cannot be ignored. Time flies. In the first day of the NBA playoffs, three home teams, Warriors, Hawks, and Thunders, all took game one, easy or hard. The only team to lose the home game advantage is the Toronto Raptors. They gained a 90-100 loss to Pacers.
On April 14th, Kobe Bryant played his last NBA match in Staples Center with a stunning 60-point performance. 33,643 points, 747 rebounds, 6,306 assists, 18 All-Star games, 5 championships, 2008 MVP, back-to-back finals MVP, two-time scoring champion. Maybe we're not ready to say goodbye. Maybe there are still some pitches remaining. But anyway, this era is gone.
On April the 17th, Leicester City picked up an extremely thrilling draw with West Ham United. Early in the 18 minutes, Jamie Vardy scored his 22nd goal in the league to equal top scorer Harry Kane, and Leicester City had a wonderful start. However, a controversial scene appears on the 55th minute. Jamie Vardy fell down on the penalty area, but the referee thought it was a diving, which made Vardy receive his second yellow card and was sent off. Taking this advantage, West Ham United scored 2 goals in 4 minutes. Just when everyone went pessimistic, in the last minutes, Ulloa scored a penalty and his team eventually gained a hard-won 1 point. After this match, temporarily with an 8-point lead, Leicester City had no doubt taken another solid step to the champion.
And that's all for today's World Sports News. Thank you for your listening.
The next goes highlight games. Stay tuned.
See you next week.
Okay, dear audience, welcome to Highlight Game. I'm Billy, and last Thursday is Kobe's last game against Utah Jazz. As we mentioned a few episodes before, when Kobe just announced his retirement, we've discussed about how it's going to be when Kobe's final game. This day finally came. This is our special episode on Kobe's retiring. And we welcome a special guest, which is, I thought, to be one of the biggest Kobe fans on this planet, which is Tracy, the former producer and...
Hello, I'm back, man.
Never mind. Tracy, he is 100% a Kobe fanatic.
Absolutely.
When I was a reporter in my freshman year, Tracy always asked me to do some report between Los Angeles Lakers, between other teams. And while he was reading the script goes like, Kobe, Kobe, Kobe. And all of other highlighters outside the studio, they're just laughing at you, you know?
Yeah.
Let's test it out, how much a big a Kobe fan you really are. Do you know what's the average point of Kobe's career, his score?
It's about 25 points.
Yeah, that's right. And
so it's Q&A section?
No. It's just a few questions.
Okay.
And how many All-Star MVP did Kobe won?
17.
No, All-Star MVP.
All-Star. Four-time.
Oh, okay. That's correct. And just as what Tracy just mentioned, that Kobe is a legendary player. And, you know, Kobe's final games, like, he's standing on this big stage with everybody, with all the spotlight spotting on him and not to the other player. And Kobe is the biggest star right now in that court. And, you know, despite the Warriors, in the same day, just got the new franchise record, but they are not on the headline.
Yes.
Yeah. Just Kobe like is on. Yeah. Just like is some Chinese think that Stephen Curry is just like an American version of Wong Kong because yeah, he did all of these things. He broke the franchise record, but he finally standing in the second spot on the headline.
That's because Kobe's retirement should be the biggest news.
Yeah.
That's
right. So let's talk about the highlight game.
Okay.
Yeah, and you see that Kobe actually scored 60 points.
Yes.
You know, the last time he scored 60 plus points is in
2009.
Yeah, in Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, in New York.
Yeah, and that time Chinese player Sun Yue is also in that Los Angeles Lakers team.
Yes.
Yeah, how time passed, and Kobe didn't even score 50 plus in 5 years before and after he tore his Achilles. He got this big injuries and he never seemed to come back like a big superstar. And you see that game and Kobe is really like a star he used to be. He just don't have that much worry. What if he gets injured? What if he just ruined his career? His career is already
this coming
already
to the end.
Yeah, he's putting up his rest of his energy to shoot, penetrate, to score. And for the final scene, we'll see on Kobe Bryant.
Yes, he burned himself.
Yeah.
In the last game, so he tried to show himself off.
Yeah.
He devoted himself to the court in Staples Center the last time.
Yeah.
Yes, and he chose to end his whole career with this kind of amazing performance.
Yeah, that's right. The way Kobe Bryant ends his career is like a fairy tale.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like a fairy tale.
Yeah, he just waiting for it's like he's been waiting for this moment for a long time, because you see that Kobe in that game, he didn't even put a thing on his body. He's so free. He's free in his body and he's not worried about his injury.
Yes, because I think he got a lot of for the preparation for the last game, and he tried to show himself the best side of himself because that's the end of his career. And I think Kobe, as one of the legendary players in the NBA, he chose to use this way to end his career, and that's his choice, and that's something great for his fans all over the globe, and also to his family and to his teammates and to the whole NBA.
Yeah. I believe all of you guys have heard about Kobe's retirement. You are not watching basketball. It doesn't matter. You can see Kobe's retirement all around the WeChat. And
yeah, at least we know he is a basketball player.
Yeah?
Yes, and Kobe's retirement is really a big news to most of the Chinese. And that day, the message of the test about the retirement is filled up.
Yeah.
WeChat and Weibo. And
everywhere.
And everybody who thinks that, it's really a pity. Yeah.
You know that person didn't watch basketball games, and you see him posting his photos everywhere. And I just got shocked. And for a long time, I don't think he has that power. But that day, I noticed. And he's the most famous basketball player for Chinese.
Yes, he came to China several times. He has a very high popularity in China.
Yeah.
Do you know 6 billion? 6 billion fans in China. It's a joke. But there are really many, many fans of Kobe in China.
Yeah, Kobe's like a rock star. A big rock star.
Yeah, and everybody seems, R.I.P., yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody thought that he was gone, but actually he was just going to
retire.
Yeah. And they hoped there were no iron in heaven yet.
Some really hope that, because some really think that Kobe died.
This is really a joke. Everybody thinks, some of them think that Kobe is a singer and a rock star. And even they put a wrong photo.
Yeah.
They put Yao Ming.
Yeah.
They put Obama. Yeah.
Will Smith.
Yes, that's really ridiculous and very funny, yeah.
Yeah, they just pretend themselves to be a huge Kobe fan for a long, long time, and they've been following Kobe for a long, long time, and actually, after they post their photo, I think Allen Iverson or something else. Yeah, really something else.
And personally, I don't like this kind of behaviors.
Yeah.
I think they didn't show
much
respect to him.
Yeah, that's right.
As a diehard Laker fan, Kobe fan, I think that's too terrible, and we should respect him and to show our appreciation to him in the correct way.
Yeah,
that's right.
So Tracy, how long have you been watching Kobe and basketball?
Actually, 10 years.
Yeah, before 10 years is 2006. I remember that year Kobe Bryant scored 81 points.
Yeah, 81 points.
Yeah.
62 points in three quarters versus the Dallas
Mavericks.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he outscored the
too
whole.
Old.
Yeah, he outscored the whole Dallas team that game.
Yes.
Yeah, before the third quarter. Actually, I've been watching Kobe and the basketball for like 10 years too.
Really?
Yeah.
But you're not a Kobe fan?
Kobe's like a lead for me to get into the world of basketball. But then, after I get to know a lot more about basketball, I found that maybe Kobe Bryant is not the type of guy I really like. And I found that Kobe has some issues and some bad personality, which I dislike.
Yeah, some scandals.
Yeah, but actually those bad personality really makes what he is today.
Well, personally, I think that doesn't matter because I think Kobe had choose to back to the correct way for the family relationship with Vanessa, his wife. And yesterday he showed a picture for their 15th marriage commemoration, and I think that's awesome. And Kobe has go back to their family and to spend good time with their children, and I think he did well. And I think, for me, Kobe is the top player in my teenage, and I think he's the most skillful player of the NBA in those years. And although he's not the most talented player like Carmelo Anthony or LeBron James, but he tried to do his best. We know his story of the Staples Center or the Los Angeles at the 4 p.m. At the 4 a.m. and some people just take it for funny, but it is a serious story. You couldn't imagine a player get up at 4 a.m. to play in the court to do exercises, and that's really respectful,
and that story really gave a big motivation to Chinese teenagers.
Yes, and some friend just wrote these words on their bedroom to warn them, to alarm them, and to warn them to work hard.
Yeah, that's right. And Kobe's like not only a basketball player; he's more like a mentality, a word mentality. See, if you mention Kobe Bryant, your first word to pop out your mind will be that hard work. Damn hard work. If you mention Kobe Bryant, you can think not only basketball, you can put a lot of other things. Yeah,
yes, Kobe's is kind of a tutor.
Yeah, he's a tutor.
Yes, he inspires a generation. Yeah,
he's like
I am a mentor.
Yeah, he's like a mentor to a lot of those rookies, you know, Andrew Wiggins, Andrew Barrett Parker, and those talented players. They joined the NBA and they had an interview. What's your favorite player in the NBA right now? They all said that it's Kobe Bryant. And really, Kobe Bryant really inspired them a lot. And maybe Kobe would be the main inspiration for the American teams to play, to promote their basketball into another level. Maybe Kobe would be the guy.
Yes, I remember an advertisement put out by the Nike, and in that ad, Kobe was to wake up a child who was 10 or 11 years old to waken him up to do exercises, and that could prove that in the view of the teenagers in America, Kobe is the hero to lead them to work hard every day.
Yeah, that's right. So, if Kobe's retired, we all know that he's retired. And after that, will you keep on following the Los Angeles Lakers, or you would just quit basketball or going to the CBA and follow Stephen Marbury?
No. But actually, I used to think of this question as a difficult question for me, but I choose to still insist on supporting the Los Angeles Lakers.
And you just said that Lakers should pick another player for their future foundation. So who do you think would come to Los Angeles Lakers in the end? You know, they don't have much talent, as you just mentioned, in that roster. And what do you keep on expecting the superstar like LeBron James, like Kevin Durant, or sort of
Brad? No, I don't like LeBron James.
Oklahoma City to come to Los Angeles Lakers. Yeah, Kobe's retired. And that seemed to be a big loss to the basketball history, you know. And what do you think will Kobe do after his retirement?
He said that he would do some business. He would operate a corporation and to invite someone to tell their stories and make them into books and to tell the whole world, to inspire the men in the whole world to be waking up, to do hard work and to chase their own dreams. And I think that's awesome. That's a good idea.
Now that's the end for today's Highlight Game. I'm Billy, and thanks to our special guest, Tracy, who come back to the studio. And
I'm Sargeras.
I'm Jade.
I'm Jesse. Coming next is Weekly 4C.
See you next week.
See you next week.
Bye. Bye.
Hello everyone, welcome to today's Weekly 4C. I'm Jade.
I'm Sargeras, and glad to see you.
This is a very busy week, right? Kobe Bryant ushered in the final match of his career. I saw many friends post his photos in my friend circle. And have you watched the drawing of European Champions League?
Yeah, of course. Kobe's retirement was sentimental, but 60 points in this game is amazing. By the way, I watched the drawing, and before seeing the results, I was thinking Manchester City should meet Bayern, but actually they didn't.
Well, yes, Guardiola derby will draw the attention of the world. And even now, I still think that Barcelona's elimination was astonishing. Athletic is tough, but Barcelona should do better in the second round.
Maybe you just get used to it that Barcelona will always win. But it is true that Atletico is really tough. In the Liga, they can beat every opponent. Actually, they were never not worse than Barcelona.
Yep, I agree. In football, you never know.
And this time, we will see the game between Real Madrid and Manchester City.
Yeah, and I heard what they said.
What?
The Real Madrid is son of the UEFA. Because they got a nice draw.
Well, I don't think so. Last year, they met Juventus, and everybody said that it's a great draw. And what happened, we all know the result, right? In the semifinals, these four teams all have the chance to win the champion. You can't say which draw is better.
And even Barcelona and Paris were kicked out. And when facing Wolfsburg, Real Madrid wasn't that easy to qualify for the next stage.
Yeah, depends on the Cristiano Ronaldo's hat-trick. They moved on, it was close.
Yes, they were almost kicked out by Wolfsburg. In football game, you can't depend on only one person. Everybody on the field should be concentrated and try to do their best.
Yeah, so this time they should not depend on Ronaldo. You know everybody can't play hat-trick in every game.
Yeah, that's true. And talking about Man City, I think they are doing really well. They bring Premier League hope. You know, last year, it was very embarrassing.
Yeah, and thanks to Bayern and the elimination of Juventus saved the Premier League, they can still have four teams take part in the Union Champions League.
Yes, whatever the result is, Manchester City is now in the semi-final. Their performance is really amazing, although they sit in the third place in the Premier League.
Yeah, and it's hard to say who will win this game, right? But personally, I wish Real Madrid to win the champion.
Okay, I can just wait to see. The recent game between Madrid and Manchester City is on April 26th. Don't miss it.
Let's just wait and see.
And next goes an interesting AD. Stay tuned.
Bye-bye.
I've been hating you too long to stop now.
want to be free.
My hate was growing stronger as you became a habit to me.
Hello everybody, welcome to this week's Your Man, I'm your friend Claire. Since summer is in the air, have you ever imagined the intriguing estival scenery? This time, I'll take you to the mighty Pacific Ocean and enjoy an exciting sport, scuba diving. Every April, scuba divers float into Palau, the threshold of the Pacific. Equipped with breathing apparatus and gas mixtures, they indulge in the azure waves. Why scuba diving is so special? Different from snorkeling, scuba diving is a mode of underwater diving in which a scuba diver uses a breathing apparatus to breathe underwater. And the word scuba is the abbreviation of self-contained underwater breathing apparatus. Scuba divers carry their own source of breathing gas, usually compressed air, which allows them greater freedom of movement than with an airline or diver's longer underwater endurance. A scuba diver primarily moves underwater by using fins attached to their feet, but external propulsion can be provided by a diver propulsion vehicle or a sled pulled from the surface. Other equipment includes a dive mask to improve underwater vision, a protective dive suit, equipment to control buoyancy, and equipment related to the specific circumstances and purpose of the dive. Scuba divers are trained in the procedures and skills appropriate to the level of certification. These include standard operating procedures for using the equipment and dealing with the general hazard of the underwater environment, and emergency procedures for self-help and assistance of a similarly equipped diver experiencing problems. On the way to becoming a professional scuba diver, the first step is to get a PADI license, Professional Association of Diver Instructor license. The PADI test requires divers to go through a curriculum including Open Water Diver, usually known as OW, Advanced Open Water Diver, so-called AOW, Emergency First Action Rescue Diver, etc. So, have you decided where to go to enjoy the sunshine and the beach? Why not try scuba diving in Palau or any fascinating island? After all, safety first. An instructor is a must for your debut in the stage of ocean. Here is this week's Your Man. Coming next is The Great. Stay tuned. Bye-bye.
But let me stop you there, oh, before you speak.
Hello, dear audience. Welcome to this week's The Great, I'm Yvette. Today I'm going to introduce one of the world's best midfielder, Mesut Ozil. Mesut Ozil is a German footballer who plays for English club Arsenal and the German national team. Ozil has been the U.S. national team member since 2006 and a member of German national team since 2009. He gained international attention during the 2010 FIFA World Cup and was nominated for the Golden Ball Award, which is awarded to the tournament's best player. Ozil started his senior career at hometown club Schalke in Bundesliga in 2006, transferred to the Werder Bremen in 2008, and was signed by Real Madrid in August 2010 following his breakout performance at FIFA World Cup with Germany. On transfer deadline day of summer 2013, he moved to Arsenal for a club record fee of £42.5 million. The transfer makes him the most expensive German football player of all time. In 2010-11, Ozil ranked first in assists in major European and domestic competition with 25. In 2011-12, he ranked first in assists in La Liga with 17. Ozil was the joint highest assist provider at both the 2010 FIFA World Cup and UEFA Europe 2012, registering 3 at each tournament. A quick, creative and technical player, Ozil excels in an advanced playmaking role, as a winger or as a flank, or as an attacking midfielder through the center of the pitch. A left-footed player. His main attributes are his vision, his control, and his passing range and accurate crossing ability, which allows him to create chances and provide many assists for teammates. Ozil has been called assisting king in the media. As for January 2016, Ozil has the best retail of assists per game in the history of the Premier League. German under-21 manager Hrubisch once said, "We in Germany are prone to rave about foreign players. We prize Wayne Rooney to the heavens. Likewise, Ronaldo or Messi. But we have our own Messi. Our Messi is Ozil." In the UEFA Euro 2012 qualifier against Belgium, he scored a goal which has been described as a work of art. Germany coach Jean-Charles hails Ozil for his genius moment, and his performance without ball. Former Real Madrid midfielder Xavi Alonso described Ozil as the kind of player that you don't find these days, adding he understands the game, seeing things, combines and strides between the lines, unlocking teams. Jose Mourinho, who coached Ozil for a time at Real Madrid, said, "Ozil is unique. There is no copy of him, not even a bad copy." Assistant coach of Germany national football team Hans-Dieter Flick said, "We are proud to have him in our team. When he has the ball, you can feel the excitement and astonishment among the fans." Former Netherlands and Milan forward Ruud Gullit labeled Ozil as a technical perfect player who has total control of the ball and a great imagination. Former Germany teammate Philipp Lahm said of Ozil, "His vision is probably the best I have ever seen. He's a dream of strikers." Well, Mario Gomez called Ozil probably the most brilliant footballer we have ever had. His nickname has included the Reef, playing on his smart and opportunistic style of play. And at Werder Bremen, in reference to Brazilian Diego, whose play marker role in his inherited German Messi and German Zidane. At Real Madrid, he was supposed called Nemo, in reference to the clownfish named Nemo from the Pixar movie Finding Nemo. His attacking midfielder partnership in Germany international with young talent Mario Götze has earned the magic doll the nickname Gozil. Alluding to their similar playing positions, technique, abilities and style of play. That's all for this week's Highlight Sports. Thanks for your listening. I'm Yvette. See you in next week.
Cast producer
Jesse Wang Qian,
broadcaster Zagaris Chen Yuntao,
Vivian Gong Yijie,
journalist
Claire Wan Hongjia,
Yvette Li Yifei,
Ivan Liu Siyue,
Jay Huang Lu,
Olive Yang Xin,
Billy Liu Haopeng,
Laura Wan Rui'an.
Love sports, love radio, CUC.
更多节目，下载荔枝 FM 收听。